One of the issues I have right now, one of the problems today, 24 hours after firing Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez that I've got, is there's no press conference happening with ownership. And there's not going to be.
Right.
Mark Lerner's not going to take questions. Nobody's going to sit there and say, this is why we fired Mike Rizzo. This is what our plan is for the next executive. We want to get more data-driven. We want to do these three things that we weren't doing before. There is a lack of transparency. There has been for a while at the ownership level. But at least Rizzo has been there to take the bullets and answer the questions. He goes on the radio here on the station every single Wednesday and answers questions. He's around the ballpark. And if you, you know, find him, talk to him, whatever, you can run things by him. That's gone now. And for the remainder of the season, respectfully to Mike DiBartolo, who is a interim general manager, that's not really what you're looking for. And I don't even know if they're going to have some major press conference with him. They're certainly not before the draft because he's too busy. I mean, he's got 6 days to prepare for something that, as of yesterday, he wasn't preparing for in the same capacity. The trade deadline's right after that. So do I think he's going to be eventually talking to the media after the draft? Yeah, when they're asking him about Ethan Holiday going 1-1 or Cade Anderson being the pick out of LSU. But when you fire a team president, especially one that's won a championship and been around as long as Mike Rizzo was, I think you got to answer some questions about it. And when you fire a team president, general manager, and a head coach, in this case, manager in baseball together, I think you got to step up to the mic. And it's not very often that you need to. I don't even know who it would be. I guess it would have to be Mark Lerner. And I'm not completely sure of, you know, what kind of
Not to be insensitive about it.
Health he's in exactly.
Can he do that? I don't know.
I don't either. I'm not trying to be insensitive at all. I hope it's not coming off that way. I don't know what kind of health he's in, but that's also a problem. I mean, if they can't do it, not because they don't want to, which I think is probably what it is, but also because there's no one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that also is, I mean, to me, that's a siren sounding from miles away that tells you everything you need to know. If there's no one that can hold that press conference to say why they did this and what they think, that's a big, big problem.
Yeah, it tells you the story.
If it's Alan Gottlieb who runs the show, or if it's, it doesn't matter who it is. I can fire off names nobody's heard of. But someone should be sitting at a podium somewhere at Nats Park in the next 24 to 48 hours explaining the decision. And that the fact that's not happening is a problem to me.
And we all know it's not happening, too. Yeah, that's
the, you know, right. I didn't do it as a joke, but I asked somebody with the team just because I like to be able to say, hey, we reached out. Like, I don't want to say, when someone says, why don't you get Mark Lerner on? And I go, well, Mark Lerner's not going to come on the show. I need to have asked to make sure.
Right.
Let's make sure we request that so we could say that we did. And I just did my due diligence and said, hey, is there going to be some press conference where we can ask some questions? And the answer pretty quickly was, that's not expected. I knew that before I asked the text, sent the text.
Yeah, it's, and again, it tells you a huge part of the story. And I understand what happened to that family dynamic where the patriarch passed away, and it's, you know, everybody's got different shares of control and there's different silos, and, you know, this committee of sons, daughters, son-in-laws, daughters-in-laws, Mark Lerner himself, has led to organizational kind of chaos, to put it mildly, you know, and it's not all malicious. It's not all bad. It's not all, you know, ill intent where people are backstabbing like episodes of Succession, but it's close to a real life version of that. In that sense. And that's kind of, your point is kind of the evidence here that you would need. This is a major decision, whether it was right or wrong. And I think a great points can be made in either direction, talking about moving on from Rizzo and Davey in one fell swoop. That is not a crazy thing to do when the team hasn't been good in 6 years, right? That's not nuts that might happen. But the simple fact is, if this was a normal course of events where team underachieves, key decision makers lose job, you would see the owner or the president or whomever out front to answer those questions. Here's why. Here's the criteria. Here's what we needed. We thank them for their service. Yes, yes, yes. But here's what we want to do. That's not going to happen. And that's kind of a nice little window into sort of the greater, I don't know, kind of like the nuts things that are going on inside this house. We got a little window into it right now where these two out front guys are gone and there's nobody to tell you why.
Let's go to Lewis, who's in Gainesville, and Grant and Danny wants to hop in. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez fired by the Nats yesterday. Miguel Cairo named today the interim manager to go with interim GM Mike DiBartolo. What's up, Lewis? How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on here. One thing that, you know, you guys are touching on it right now, so it's perfect, is what do the Lerners want from this? Do they want to have a winning ball club again, or did, you know, they got their World Series, and, you know, and I say the learners, but ownership in general, do they, are they happy with, you know, a World Series championship a couple of years ago, and they're like, well, you know, the money keeps coming in, people keep going to the game, do we need to invest any more of our own money than we actually have to? And if that's the case, what
there's,
should
there's
we
no
expect?
Way
should
though it's such a good question, and it's a good call. Did you hear Jeff Passan on the show earlier today by chance?
I did not, no.
Yeah, so I'll play a clip for you here that's relevant to this in a second. Passan of ESPN, who broke this story yesterday, who's the top reporter covering baseball. He's kind of the Schefter of Major League Baseball, who was on with us earlier today. But to that point, you know, when he asks the, well, first let's play the Passan clip, and then I want to get into this. But this was Passan earlier today on Grant and Danny.
Most of all, like, do you want to win? I think that's a reasonable question for somebody to ask him at this point, because what have the Nationals, in terms of their budget and their payroll, shown fans over the last 5 years, other than, I'm not going to say a disinclination to go out and win, but sorry, when you're a team in Washington, D.C., and your highest paid player is retired, and your second highest paid player is a Toronto Blue Jay, what are you trying to do here?
That's just a good line.
That's just a funny thing. What are you trying to do here? It's so funny. I don't know, Jeff. Well, I can't answer that.
Well, those are the questions reserved for the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Nutting family and the Marlins and the Royals to a degree,
well,
right?
Here's what's so painful about that, Danny. There is nothing worse than being a fan of a team like that,
mm-hmm.
with absentee owners that don't care, who have completely checked out. And we're way closer to that in D.C. as baseball fans right now than anybody's comfortable admitting.
Yeah, I forgot. I can't remember the exact number of the stat, but it's like Paul Skeens has a 1.72 ERA over his last 11 starts, and he hasn't won a single game. Something to that effect, right? It's to that degree where it's the organization such a joke, they've got the makings of one of the great staffs in baseball, and, you know, so what? Who cares? We're going to lose our 100 games. But that's not the company you should be in, obviously. And they won the World Series with the 13th highest cash payroll. So it doesn't mean you have to be one or two or even five or six. Just as long as you're in a competitive place and you get a couple of breaks, you got a chance to do something pretty special. And they were consistently there for a while. We all know what happened. The course of history altered, and they haven't been close to that ever since. Their actual payrolls are masked by, or they look more inflated because they're paying guys that don't play for them anymore, to Passan's point, whether it's retirees, guys on other teams, deferments, and the like. They are not competitive and have no designs of being that way. So you can fire as many general managers as you want. If you give the next guy these sets of tools to work with, don't expect a masterpiece.
So to the caller's point where he said, basically, do they want to win? Like, what is their end game? He referenced this idea that, well, they're still making a bunch of money because people are still coming to the games. And they're making money because they're owners of a sports team. And you print cash, obviously. You're in the green. But this is not going well. People don't go to the games. They are poorly attended. It is a bad attendance. You know, when you look at 30 teams in Major League Baseball, when you look at the fact they announced 11,000 for one of their games against the Rockies on their last homestand, it doesn't have to be this way. You could spend something and make something. It takes spending money to make money. And think about running a restaurant, going and getting new booths and new chairs and spending money on cooking utensils and whatever else you need to do a better job. They've stopped A. B is also down. Now, your point is, well, that they haven't had to close the restaurant yet. I guess not yet, but I've been in the restaurant a bunch lately. It's not like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the atmosphere there is bad, and the fan base is disinterested. This week is great because people are going to call and want to talk to us. 2 weeks ago, we couldn't just break down the Nats for hours on end. Nobody cared. A month ago, when they were just winning baseball games at a 500 level, nobody cared at all. Opening day was a knockdown, drag-out fight to try to sell out. And I'm not suggesting that they're going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cardinals or something, because the history is not here. So there's going to be 4 hours before a playoff game, seats available before a wild card game. Like, I get where we are and what this is. But at the same time, it has gotten bad, and whereas the caller is saying, I think it's working well enough for them financially to just not do anything, I disagree. They can't be happy at the ballpark numbers and seeing what they're raking in via gates. There's no way it's successful right now. Charlie's in Annapolis. What's up?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know about you, but I do not have, like, the Commander situation. I don't have 30 years for the Nationals to win another World Series. And if I'm a prospective GM or even manager coming in, interviewing for these positions, I'm going to want to know, you know, what type of backing am I going to get as far as support for the resources that I need to succeed? And I don't trust Lerner just simply for the fact that he doesn't want to spend money on his team. So why would he want to spend money on resources specifically if the attendance is declining? And my whole thing is like, I just don't see them, or at least I see them getting some sort of bottom feeder to fill this GM and even managerial position. Well, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you basically are saying to a candidate, if you've got choices, you won't pick us unless something dramatically shifts, right? There'll be plenty of guys that don't have other offers, that don't have other choices, that aren't as sought after. You can find someone to manage your baseball team. You can find someone to be a general manager. I mean, this is like Houston Texans every year would find somebody that was in no danger of being hired by anybody else. Until it seems like now they found somebody pretty special. But they're just combing through, you know, are you in charge of linebackers? Or do you label the film for somebody? You could be our head coach for a year, make a little bit of money, and get fired. You could find someone to do it. But if you've got choices, to the caller's point, this would not be your first choice unless you get substantive change and a guarantee that those things would happen. And do you trust that to be the case? I don't know that I do.